North B, don't rainbow read me, nigga!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event.
I called the head of Payless.
I have to pull it back.
So you want to do, which one you want to do first? You want to do this episode? Are we recording already? No, I'm just making sure because I'm talking to him. Oh, we already recording. Do you want to talk about what you were talking about a second ago, or do you want to talk about what I was writing down?
I mean, we could talk about what you was writing down.
You sure you want to start with your topic?
I mean,
on a bitch.
We can talk about a lonely bitch.
On a bitch. You got to say it like you, though. On a bitch.
We can talk about it on a bitch.
I've been listening to our podcast all day, so I just...
And to the audience that's been tuning in, none of this shit is rehearsed. I don't be knowing where the fuck that shit come from, by the way. That is just Trilly being...
Trilly don't know where all the shit come from. He just spewing shit, and he just talking, and he be coming up with all kind of shit, and he be going on and on and on and on. Yeah, you like that?
Wow.
So he's way better than me. But yeah,
anyway. I just had a brain fart. I don't know. No.
You shouldn't, because like, you had some like, nootropics, my nigga.
Don't be telling the motherfucker my business.
You dealing in here? You dealing supplements.
Oh, you already know how I do with the supplement game. You know, when you need that limitless.
Yeah.
When you be doing as many interviews as a nigga be doing, you know what I'm saying?
Sometimes you gotta supplement some shit so a bitch can't supplement this dick.
Can't.
You should sell one called quiet quitting medicine.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's exactly
quiet what it bitching is what it is.
Well, I mean, what is quiet quitting really?
You ain't going bitch. Above and beyond for a goddamn thing. It's over.
Quiet quitting is a bitch move. We don't quiet quit. We get the fuck up out of there.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm doing what I got to do. I ain't quiet quitting.
I'm not quiet quitting. I'm just silently searching.
Man.
Solidly searching.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's just silently searching.
You need to post that one.
I'm silently searching for the day to get up out this bitch.
Silently searching.
I'm silently searching for the moment that I'm going to find a better gig. And I'm silently searching for a reason to slap the shit out this motherfucker that's asking me to do shit that I ain't trying to do.
Okay.
You know what? That's a good segue because we're going to talk about your topic with that one. I'm talking about. Why are you looking at me like that?
Hurry up.
Let's go.
All right. Welcome to another Snipisode
on a bitch. Bitch.
Yeah.
Snippity
snippisode.
Bitch.
It's a snippity
snippisode. What
the fuck is up? I'm the only one who didn't have nootropics, as you can tell. Everybody else is vibing. I'm over here on like a whole different non
nootropics to discuss this new ho shit.
Yeah, so this snippisode is sponsored by Crybaby older ladies who can't get over what's going on. So let's go ahead and
hop into it.
So
whenever you're ready, because it's the man's talking to all of y'all with the plan and all of y'all.
With his sexy bitch ass.
Right.
That's what that voice was.
Yeah, he was all up on the mic and shit. Like, about to make love to like one of the temptations.
Motherfucker just resurrected Easy Dick in the jack off hour.
Easy Dick.
Easy Dick.
Speaking of Easy Dick, so this snippisode is what Tia Mowry is looking for, which is in fact Easy Dick. She is looking for it. She is not finding it. The type of Easy Dick. She's looking for Easy Dick that courts. We're gonna give some scenarios and some advice based on that. Would you like to start with your scenario with the post that you found?
Sure.
High okay. level.
All right. So yeah. So let me get into it. So Trilly was attacked and abused and forced into weird ass arguments and debates about something I said under a post about Tia Mowry. So basically, the post was about her mentioning that she is dating, but nobody special. And all I said was, you know, at her age, women are gonna do that. They're gonna date people, quote unquote that's maybe special or not special, whatever the case is. Only thing I said was that if I was her, that really wouldn't be my focus right now.
She's 45.
Right. Which she's older than me. You know what I mean? And I'm just like, that just wouldn't be my focus. I'm like, cause let's be all the way 100. She doing a show. She has makeshift cooking shows, and she's in Hallmark hell right now. Like, I ain't seen her do shit.
Oh, he said Hallmark.
She's in Hallmark hell. I mean, that's where a lot of actresses and actors go. They can't, you know, how many motherfucking Mama Kiss Santa in the Ghetto as movies that you're gonna see. Like, Hallmark got all, you know, during Christmas times, they got all of the low budget, mid-level movies, and you see Tia Murray all through that shit. And I'm like, damn, how long is she gonna be in Hallmark hell before they actually let her get a Netflix something, you know?
I'm just laughing because you not lying. Hallmark hell.
That's what I call it. When you got a lot of black actors and actresses, they're constantly doing these movies. They do like 12 of them bitches. It'd be Santa Comes to the Ghetto.
Yeah, what's her name from Cosby Show? Rudy. She do a lot of the shit.
Yeah, The Pudding Was Stale. All this old shit. Like, Santa Found the Mistletoe in Brooklyn. Like, man, ain't nobody about to watch all that shit. You know what I mean? But those pictures become very popular on the Hallmark Channel, which they not, you know, that is when they looking for a representation of us. It seemed like they always trying to remake something that we saw that was big at one point in time, and then they put it in Christmas movies, and they make a Thanksgiving movie. It's a Halloween, you know, all this weird shit that goes on Hallmark. Bottom line is, if I'm Tia Murray, you know, motherfuckers love Beyonce so much, but they don't really listen. Like, what she say on her one song? Your best revenge is your paper.
Yeah.
You know, go get some money. I'm like, you got kids. You got little kids. You're older. You walked away from your marriage. You decided to make that decision. Stand on that shit. But if somebody was remotely interested in you or is trying to court you and date you right now, and then you say, hey, I'm dating, but nobody special, I might have took offense to that. This 45-year-old bitch said what?
Yeah, that's actually
this old bitch said what? Like, travel under the radar, sweetie. Don't Vivica yourself.
What Vivica do?
She got old as fuck. Don't anybody trying to fuck Vivica? Ain't nobody trying to fuck Vivica.
You talking about some resting face. Now she got
need direction face. Like, she old as fuck. Nothing against being old, because old booty is good booty if you can find it.
Old booty is good if you find it.
Yeah, because we all old. After whatever, we old dick and old booty. It is what it is, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm not about to, you know, at certain age and certain time, whether Hollywood or Hollyweird or below the radar, you know, it comes a point where you humble your motherfucking self. Like, I ain't about to be talking about what I'm doing. You know, I'm dating. I would have left it at that. I'm dating, you know. I'm figuring it out, you know, after my divorce. She easily could have said that. She says, I'm dating, but nobody special.
You right on that. She did kind of dagger her.
And I'm like, yeah, like, don't do that. Don't body yourself. Don't have niggas like, okay, well, I'm just fucking this bitch now since I ain't nobody special. You know, Leonard and Parking felt the way about that, or whoever it was that she, you know.
Not Leonard and Parking.
Whoever she fucked with from the Hallmark Channel, the other actor. Like, bitch, I ain't special. You know what I mean? Anybody would, but that's, wasn't even a point. I said that, right? What happens is, I get attacked by, and I'm going to say this because fuck it. I get attacked by a bitch from Massachusetts that decide that, so what is it? What are we supposed to do? We supposed to just spread our legs and just be fucking people? We ain't supposed to date? We supposed to date that so she can't date? I'm like, what part of my commentary said that she can't date? I said she should be focused on children and business right now. Get you some paper. Make yourself even more attractive, right? Because again, like I said, I'm trying to fuck the bitch on Netflix. I ain't trying to fuck the bitch on the Hallmark Channel.
Not the Hallmark Channel.
Or better yet, let me rephrase that. I'm trying to court and marry the bitch on Netflix that I'm seeing in all these big ass movies. I'm trying to fuck the bitch that got the deal with Peacock. That got an actual show that's getting doing good ratings. I'm not about to fuck, you know, Jenny that rode the reindeer on the Hallmark Channel. You know what I mean? Like, you basically a C-level actress.
Yeah, her celebrity isn't as high as she's giving herself.
They get A-list attention when we talk about your failure, which is your divorce, right? And again, this is not me shitting on Tia Mori. Beautiful lady, whatever, do your thing. But sometimes we get to an age where we humble ourselves and we just be real. We just got to be real with ourselves. Like, you're not about to run out and find it. You was married for 100 years. You're not about to run out and find that again right away.
It ain't going
to
be like that.
It ain't going to be like that.
It ain't going to be like that.
It was
beautiful. There was courting. Yeah. Well,
now niggas is like, what's up? You trying to go? Let's go get some steak and fuck.
Well, on top of the fact that the people are different than they used to be, too. Like,
because niggas is swiping right on dates.
Yeah, people ain't the same no more. Like, the dating isn't the same in general. Yeah.
No, I'm saying niggas is literally on the date. Like, this date boring as fuck. Hitting Tinder up right now, like, bitch, you trying to fuck. And they like, yeah, damn, my son got a cold and the cat's walking on the ceiling. I got to go. Like, you know, they exiting the date.
Yeah, I saw a screenshot of somebody messaging. It was a black dude talking to a white chick. And she was just like, hey, like, how are you? Are you like asking basically like his availability is what, if I remember correctly. And he was just like, yeah, I mean, I'm available for you to suck this dick. And she was like, okay, when? He was like, how about tomorrow? He was like, all right, how good are you going to suck it? And she's like going in detail, like, Tia, you ain't coming out the gate like that. You ain't coming out the fire.
No, because some like people,
that?
You know.
You ain't doing that, baby.
Yeah. Listen. A nigga, if you a motherfucker.
That's crazy. That's a lot going on.
Listen.
She's like, okay.
If you a motherfucker that's trapped on an island that hate bananas, but only thing you got is banana trees, bitch, you're going to accept your fate at one way or another. So in her mind, she like, I guess I got to go suck some dick if I want to see this guy and have a good time. That comes with it.
Like,
I've done it for less. That's probably
that's
what she's
like. That's her. My thing is like that's her competition. She ain't even looking at it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like that's your competition.
You like court? What? I can dribble these balls.
Hey, like she just said she was gonna suck my dick.
Ain't even saying that. Nigga laughing. I'm not even about to explain. You want what? Chase what? Mace who? Dang, what Mace do?
Cheesecake Factory for you.
Got a lot of girls that'll love to replace you. Tell it to your face, boo. Never behind like your that. Back. That's how niggas is coming. That's how. Pause.
Why are you over here looking at me? Why my girl standing there?
Nigga.
Why are you over here looking at me? Why my girl.
If you listen to what he said on that song. Real, what the hell is you looking for?
Can a young man make money anymore? I was just listening to one more time.
My pants sagged down to the floor. Really, do it matter as long as I score?
Can't my car look better than yours?
Can I have a bad bitch without no flaws? Come to see me without no draws. In a stretch, Lex with about 10 doors. Hey. I was murdered. P. Diddy made me pretty. Yep. Like, nigga. And he was playing.
Now can you get with me?
Hold on. Fast forward. Ooh. Then she started asking about a Leanne Brandy. Nigga, come on. Having his way. And it's a lot of guys out here that's having their way. That's why Cardi B is crying on live. Niggas is having their way. Sorry,
she,
lady.
She out there dating? Is that what she was complaining about?
No, she was mad because...
You know. No, Cardi B mad because she like, you know, I broke up with Offset. We not together no more. And that nigga like...
Go ahead.
Nigga like, I'm about to pop up at Fashion Week with two bitches. That's what's going on right now. That's the state of affairs. You know what I mean? So, but long story short, this woman decided to spend at least 13. She went through 13 comments of people. Basically, a bunch of people were siding with me. Like, dang, you know, Trilly, we get exactly what you're saying. We hear exactly
like,
how.
What does she expect her stock to be?
Well, she went from that to. Basically, and I hate to say this about women, especially online women, when they want to make a point, it's always followed by emotional reactions where they start throwing insults.
Mm.
And the men in the commentary never really been to that shit. then you look up and it becomes mob mentality. So because she said it and got it off, then you might get three other women that like, that's right, because these men ain't shit and they all broke as fuck and we tired of taking care of them. And I'm like, damn, nobody said anything to those. Nobody said any of that. The acoustics in this place. But no, but basically,
yeah, you were saying like it's like group think, like once somebody starts attacking, they become emotionally attacking instead of like facts and stuff.
And on social media, and I think I'll just explain this to my wife. Only the strong survive and weak motherfuckers will engage in mob mentality, to where it's like basically with the lady that wanted to say some shit to me.
From Connecticut.
Massachusetts. Fuck. She decided she wanted to be aggressive and insulting. I didn't bite. So because I didn't bite right enough, then you get more women that want to chime in. Yeah, girl, because these motherfuckers ain't shit. And you know, just more insulting stuff towards men in general. And she calls herself, well, I'm defending women. But I'm like, what was said that was insulting? I'm like, you're doing all the insulting. I said, now usually, you know, and then you have people that's not even smart enough to even engage in real conversation. They get to saying, like, let me go to this one.
Were they like looking up your profile and trying to say stuff about you?
Nah, hell no.
Okay, you know, some people do that too.
They do that when you don't say nothing and you really start going in. That's when you find when motherfuckers decided they wanna they like, oh, so. Oh, and then it's so funny too because and then you get people too. The other thing that happens too also, because I'm looking at my mentality now.
Oh, they all hopping in now.
They all hopping in now. So basically what's happening now is you're getting people that's late to the party that want to like hurry up and surface deep respond to your shit. So because I said my focus wouldn't necessarily be dating right now, motherfuckers like, well, what's wrong with dating? Why she can't date? You know, how else is she going to meet people unless she date? Motherfucker, I didn't say she can't date. I didn't say she shouldn't date.
You're just saying the primary focus is not.
I just said right now the primary focus should damn sure not. You in Hallmark hell, boo-boo. You shouldn't be. Fuck a date. I'm trying to get this big movie.
Yeah,
I'm about to go train. I'm about to shit. Marvel falling off. I'm about to see what DC hitting for. I'm about to see if it's a character that I can reprise. I'm about to do something to get the bag. I'm divorced now. I got kids. I got to raise. Fuck trying to do these little offshoot cooking shows and shit like that. I need the bag. Halle Berry is getting old. I'm 45. I can do some shit. I'm thin. I could work out. I could be that next bitch. Tyler Perry might cast me in the Oval or some shit. I can actually get a reap. You know, the game been how long now? How long has she been off the fucking game?
Oh, man, that's been
a That's what I'm saying. Like, man. You haven't been
Girl, a reap. Melanie been like, shit, I don't know. That's been a long
time. Yeah, it's been a long time. You ain't been a reoccurring actress on anything for a while. You've been on that show. That's a bag.
What show? That's a sister.
No, she was on. Wasn't she on? No, oh, shit, damn.
That's her sister.
My fault. Excuse me. Her sister is working more than her at this point.
Correct. Tamara is the one who's on that show.
I'm sorry, Tamara Boo Boo.
Tamara got her white man. She's
working hard. She working hard at marriage and
being. He's her white man. That's what she be doing.
She doing her one too.
You don't hear nothing about her. Or her marriage. She be on her own. Yeah. Her own type of time.
Bottom line is the focus. I feel like the focus should be elsewhere. Fuck a date. You know what I mean? Fuck a date when you not really, like, to me, I feel like there's a lot of things you could be doing. I'm not knocking your hustle at all. Do what you do. If it's working for you, let it work. But on the outside looking in, you know, you were an actress that was on a hit show. And you're not on that show anymore. So, I don't know. I mean, you probably are doing auditions. You probably doing whatever you need to do. But fuck this, oh yeah, I'm dating, but nobody special bullshit.
Yeah, that type of, you saying like the type of attention and time that you get.
I'm getting ran through, but I can't bag a nigga.
That's what it kind of sound like. And I'm like, that ain't, you know, I wouldn't want to put that out there in the universe, because the rappers ain't even checking for you at this point. Not at your age. Not at, you know.
Well, the last person that shouted her out was the Moo Cow.
Tia Tamara.
Yeah.
Doja.
Yeah.
That's Doja Cat. Yeah.
Last person.
Yeah, Doja.
She ain't got eyebrows now, so who gives a fuck? You know what I mean? Like, it,
she kind of look like a naked mole rat, but yeah.
But bottom, yeah, a mole rat with some ass. It's just weird. It's just a weird situation. But I'm just,
my Doja's a conversation for a whole nother day.
Oh man, but she got a fire ass album. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I mean, she hands fire. Down is the most talented
fire
female. Shit, fire. She's the most talented.
I still can't support it.
She's the most versatile artist.
It just it ain't even so much a support. Though, it just recognizing.
Yeah, recognizing her actual talent.
Where it needs to be paid homage.
Yeah, her actual talent.
Nicki dropped the album. Whatever. Doja shit still that shit.
That
well,
left.
She can fucking rap and she picks rap. Beats very well.
Yeah,
like.
She does.
Gotta give it to her. Yes, she like a naked mole rat with ass. Yes.
She says some disparaging things, yes. But from a talent perspective, yeah, she is the most talented. It. She just crazy.
Can't knock it.
Yeah, like, she just crazy. She can't get my support in that way, but she is.
I'm gonna call a spade.
Yeah, she is the most talented.
But yeah, that was my whole thing. And right now, with my mentality, everybody, it's kind of fucked up because it just overly shows how women will attack through emotion and never mind intellect. Don't even try to understand shit. They just feel like if they got a good reprisal for what you just said and try to be insulting, it's like, bitch, the shit you saying don't even read. So I had this one lady, she couldn't even finish a fucking sentence. She was just saying some broken English type shit.
And I don't understand.
And I had to get, yeah, and I had to tell her, like, listen, first you have to make the point. Then insult, useless insult after.
Oh, no.
So that way I can at least know what we're talking about. I said, because I can't even engage in this. I said, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Sorry.
What the fuck are you talking about? Yeah,
I can't even get mad. There's pages in the book ripped out. I don't know what the fuck this chapter is about. I don't know. And then you go, well, it's obvious what I'm saying. It's obvious to you. And I don't know, and maybe the person that didn't proofread this motherfucker before you hit send, but I don't know what you're talking about. Bottom line is, I still stand on that shit. She in Hallmark hell, and she should be not worried about, you know, getting ran through. And
I'm saying, like, improve her brand. Like, she should be doing a little more towards, like, her actual brand marketing. Like, you're trying,
like,
to be more coming from, like, a friend. Like, if she was your friend, you would tell her the same thing. Like, girl, you over here talking about X, Y, and Z, but really, like, let's get your money up and you get more opportunity.
Or,
like, you're coming from that space. They, like, you telling her what to do with her
coochie. Or deeper,
like,
than that, I would say, baby, your dating life should move like lasagna. Very fucking quiet and silent. Nobody needs to know that side of you right now. You're fresh out of a divorce. They should be, honestly, you want them to kind of pity you a little bit so they can start putting you in shit. Like, oh, that poor woman left that fucked up man that cheated on her, left her with, she left and found her independence with them kids. And, you know, diversity inclusion.
Did he cheat on her?
Yeah, he was fucking a bitch on set.
Oh, that's what happened.
Mm-hmm. They say he was fucking around with a chick that was on set of his show because he's on a show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's another thing that happened.
Okay, nobody talks about that.
The role reversal. So now he became the steady working actor and you became the person without the show. You know what I mean? So he was on set and they said he was on set banging some shit. And she found out about it, and it was what it was. That's the rumor or whatever. It wasn't confirmed or denied. But I saw her dance, so it's not unbelievable. He probably was like, I need a bitch a little bit more, you know.
They got some more rhythm.
I've been at home. No, he's been with her for a long-ass time. A lot of these guys ain't got dick
control. The mans don't believe that.
A lot of these guys ain't got dick control.
I don't believe it.
Believe what?
I don't believe that one. I think that's just a rumor.
That's what I'm saying, but at the same time,
never apologetic about saying he did anything wrong.
That's my point. Too.
All he said was, "I want my family." That's all he said.
He kept saying.
She on talking about some. I graduated. I graduated from marriage to what? To aloneness.
Yeah, ain't that
like
deep?
Death.
Ain't that some shit to say? I graduated from marriage.
I mean, I honestly just don't like what. What is after that?
What
I mean,
the if, fuck comes after know. That?
It's death. I mean, it's supposed to be death till you do you first. So I don't.
Yeah, don't nothing come after that but cheap dates, swipe rights, you know, emotionless sex, and a coffin. Cause ain't nobody rushing to fuck with you like that. Maybe you do what your sister did and find you a nice white guy. Cause a lot of white guys, they don't really give a fuck. They don't. A lot of them just don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
all they know is they fucked the other sister of the sister sister. That's it. I remember her from sister sister. You know, maybe she date one of her sister's husband's friends. Which is probably weird because you might have been around them forever and a day. You know, that's my sister. You know, yeah, I want your sister.
You know, okay.
She might be fetished. You know, niggas like twins.
I mean, she would be fetished anyways because she's a child star that everybody knew anyways. Like, that. Once again, proving the point of what you're saying about taking your time because, like, I don't know, you want to actually have a relationship. How are you going to do that if you just out here slinging coochie? And it's like you are a child star. Like, yeah, you got to be protective of that. Who hasn't been tapped, right? Like, you have to chill and rebrand out there.
That's it. It's time to chill and rebrand. I don't give a fuck what nobody's saying. And again, I'm not saying she can't date. I just feel like that should not be the conversation when I'm being interviewed. My conversation should be, yeah, y'all, you know, shit. What's up, Michael Keaton? I just auditioned for this role and yada, yada, yada. I'm taking on roles. I might be on Broadway. You know, I might be in Color Purple comes to Cleveland. I don't know. What the fuck? I'm trying to do some things. I'm trying to have a working life. You know, she be doing little shit.
You said she just prioritizing the wrong thing, really.
I just feel like that shit is not important right now because niggas is going to dog walk you. The more you talk about it, the more desperate you sound.
Because you know what? You're right. Because when men get divorced, they don't ever come out talking about how coochie is a priority. Ever. They don't do that.
Not publicly.
No, I'm just saying they don't say that. I'm just saying they don't say that. Because their goal when they get divorced is not to find another wife right then. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, like, that's not their goal.
They ain't getting married ever again, you tell them that. Like, somebody who get married multiple times, that's a dude. That's a rare case because even we know somebody that went ham after he got divorced till he died. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying.
So they died.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
Come on now.
I don't know. Give me a hint.
Hey, bro.
Huh?
Must be a gym rat.
Yes.
Oh,
exactly.
God,
all the way through to the end.
But no, yeah, but that,
yeah, man, he was going through
that. That happens, man.
God,
because
damn.
Listen, exactly. Every man that's going all through a divorce or separated,
he seemed like he was looking for love at any point.
At first, it seemed like maybe he was, but everybody got a rude awakening.
That was a young bitch that he was fucking with that was looking for love. He was fucking.
That nigga had a hit list.
No, like really, hit like list. The work hoes, the extended work hoes that he was training, hoes that he
walked. That's how it
hey,
go.
You want some dick? Like that's the type
that's
of time.
How, that's how
that's
it
the
go.
Type of time he was on. Apparently,
yeah. What's you thought? Is there any parties that's going on? What's going on?
Yeah, he was on that type of time. Apparently,
I'm divorced, so I can go. Because now I got the green light to smash you and whomever. Yeah. Of course. So when
and that light is on, he took the switch and was like, "Snap!"
Yeah, Motel 6, the light is always on.
Yeah, and you know what? Fuck.
Yeah,
and that's what happens.
Meanwhile, Tio here thinking that she gonna be able to find exactly what she had before. Like, and that's the thing. Like, women a lot of times, this is my advice. Women a lot of times live in la la land. Like, they really think that, like, they're not really looking at a practical approach to like processing what happened. Processing where you currently are and then processing the steps you need to take to get to where you think that you want to be. That is realistic. The key part of that is realistic, because I'm not saying her being courted is unrealistic, but what actions are you taking to get that type of person? Like, are you out there on Tinder? Are you meeting these people? Like you said, a Hallmark thing? Are you going to a Kardashian? Who's her friend? Is don't she hang out with Lala Anthony and all them other hoes who divorced? I think she hang out with Lala.
Oh shit!
So like you around and Larsa Pippen and them hoes.
Oh shit! You know?
I believe.
Like, I don't know why, but all I attract is younger men.
I believe, and don't quote me, like, y'all comment and let me know if I'm wrong.
Gucci flip flops.
But I'm just saying, like, if your plan is to have those types of things, like, what are you doing to be in spaces to meet those types of guys? And I'm gonna tell you right now, that nigga ain't 25. So if that's your, like, he ain't 25. He courting you to fuck you, however it is that he thinks
he gonna smash.
He don't even know, like, he's not, yeah.
Just so he can be like, man, listen, man.
Yeah, it's a marriage.
No, I got me some old pussy the other day. What happened? What? Yeah, I had me a little vet bitch. Vet? What? Nigga.
Y'all know her, man.
The bitch even came with a theme song, nigga. That's how old she was, nigga.
Sister.
Niggas like, hell no. You hit that? Yeah, it was cool. It was cool, you know. It was all right. She texting me now. Talking about some, what are we? Let me text this bitch back. Done. Now she get it now, fellas.
Wow, what are we done? Sheesh.
Yeah, cause I'm just saying, like, you're an alien in this world. You've been married a long time. The landscape changes damn near every six months at this point. It's constantly changing. It's, you know, as the rich guys say, it's a bad bitch turning 21 every day. And they all under the tutelage of ski you and all that old shit. So, you know, and I'm licking his ass. That's the shit they listening to. So
it made it nothing but easier for a nigga with some dollars to.
Yeah, motherfucker with some money is getting his ass ate right now because a bitch heard a song that told him that it told her that it was cool to do that.
Right.
So he over there wiggling his ass. Come on, this shit weird. Wait a minute. You come here and suck. Can your friend suck my dick so this shit can feel normal to me while you eat my ass? Like, it's that type of time going on. You think Tia about to be eating ass?
Nah. Not, especially that with a friend.
She, again, clutching her pearls. Like.
Right.
Meanwhile, everybody
guess what?
Eating ass.
Guess what? Niggas, just for the sake of being able to do it, niggas going to be fucking her. And then when they done, tomorrow, some go home, Roger. Like, they going
to
be.
Oh, my gosh. That is petty as hell.
You know what? I'm about to say that on here. Like, girl, go home, Roger. I'm about to say that to a bitch. Oh, this. I'm about to piss everybody off. Like, to everybody keep adding me. Go home, Roger. Mm-hmm. Focus on something new. It ain't me.
Every time you get a response, that's going to be your thing when it's her.
That's the new one now. I'm about to say that to everybody. They about to be pissed. Go home, Roger. Oh, you think you funny? Go home, Roger.
Meanwhile, that nigga sitting up with a bitch who 23.
That's what I'm saying. Prime example. He pedaled his way into a marriage. Groomed the bitch. You know what I mean?
That's one nigga not getting divorced.
And then threw another baby in her. Now she got two kids. His favorite song is Runaway. Run, 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 runaway. But yeah, bottom line is, you know, I wish her the best. I don't wish no ill will to her. But I just feel like she should have somebody in her corner that can coach her and tell her, like, baby, this ain't it. Like, I wouldn't be worried about that. And I feel like she's been reading stuff because somebody brought to my attention today that on her post on her Instagram, she talked about learning to live alone. Like, she's never really been alone before. And she's starting to appreciate
it. She didn't think this through very well.
She got kids. She ain't gonna live alone. Not
right.
Maybe they daddy actually come get
some. I think he probably came and got the kids.
I'm just saying, like, maybe he actually gets his kids, so she might actually be alone. So it might actually be 50-50.
So she's actually probably appreciating, like, life being on, because you got no choice now. This is, you know, it's the life you chose. It's the road you chose to walk down.
Yeah.
It's a lonely one.
Yeah. CDW, nigga. Cats, donuts, and wine. That's all the fuck is in her future, my nigga.
CC, DW, children, yes. Cats, donuts, and wine.
Her kids ain't. I mean, her youngest is what?
CCDDD, cats. No, children, cats, dildos, donuts, and wine.
You know what? This has been another Snipposode. Of Unapologetic Advice Podcast. I am your co-host, Gemini.
Trilly St. Clair.
And I'm Dildo Baggins.
Oh my God. This is Unapologetic Advice Podcast. Make sure y'all hit us up at unapolopod@gmail.com. Our Instagram, all one word, Unapologetic Advice Podcast. I probably should find a Protect Your Energy, but I ain't got it. Y'all.
Protect your energy.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so what you want to do is get a dental dam and put that shit over that.
We out. Bye.
Peace.
Not the dental dam.
The only energy you need to protect that cootie cat.
Protect that Chinese delicacy.